My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about how inflation is here, and here's what we are doing about this. But before we begin, this is not financial advice. This is for entertainment purposes only. Neil and I don't want to lead you astray. We're just going to tell you what we're doing. But first and foremost, Neil, we should talk about kind of what inflation is and, you know, what the implications are.
Sure. So inflation is typically, if you go to the store and you buy a carton of milk, it may cost you a dollar or a euro or a pound or whatever price it'll cost you. Inflation is when you go to the store and you pay a fraction more for the same, you know, carton of milk. So instead of a dollar, maybe you pay $2. In other words, the currency is somewhat devalued, in which it costs more for the same thing that you used to buy the previous day or previous month or previous year.
Yep. So your buying power is decreasing. And what we're looking at right now is, you know, gas prices are going up. I mean, because of a recent hack, but also lumber prices are skyrocketing right now. Everything has just kind of been increasing over time. And right now, you know, we have the Fed or whoever's in the government, a treasury, they're saying, hey, like, you know, inflation is temporary. But my opinion is I don't think it's temporary. I mean, it's going higher and higher. I mean, their job is ultimately to try to keep people calm for as long as possible. So we want to talk about what we're doing to kind of defend against it. And then, you know, you can go do your own research. Your mileage may vary. Neil and I, we're not saying, you know, what we're doing is the end all be all and we're 100% correct. So Neil, you want to start first?
Yeah, the big thing that you can do is just not leave as much things in cash. It's up to you on whatever you do. And again, this is not financial advice, but what we're doing, I'm trying to avoid less money in cash because the value is depreciating and putting it into other things. You can pick if you want to keep it in cash, which is fine, or you can put it into cryptocurrency, stocks, you can put it into real estate, you can put it into almost anything. But typically during inflationary periods, keeping money in cash usually provides you the least return.
Yeah. So ultimately, you want to be aiming for hard assets. And you might argue that, hey, crypto is online. It's not a hard asset. But, you know, at the end of the day, when you think about hard assets, you think about crypto, which has a scarcity element to it, is more so on the Bitcoin side. Even if you get an NFT, there's a scarcity element to it as well. And, you know, gold, certainly, I mean, you know, there's gold bugs out there, silver people. I have some silver. I don't really have much gold at all. You can do real estate too. I just think prices are a little too high right now. And so, you know, you try to get into hard assets. And a really good example of this, I think I've mentioned this one before, but there's a guy, I think his name was Hugo Steins, and during Weimar Germany, when Germany had a big debt to repay from World War I, well, what was going on was that they couldn't afford it. So what happened was they just kept printing more and more money, and they actually started giving money away to people because France, and I believe another country, invaded because they wanted to get their money back, right? And they're just like, guys, don't go to work. You know, we're just going to give you money. What's happening right now? Oh, looks like there's a lot of free money going on right now. We see like different income streams or different income levels. The spending has increased by 40, 50% plus. So it's getting higher and higher. Prices are going up. And so what happened with Germany? Hyperinflation, right? And I don't know if hyperinflation is going to happen here. I hope it doesn't. You know, we do have the benefit of being the reserve currency right now. But what happened in Germany was that they kept printing more and more. And eventually the bills became so worthless that people just used them to make fires, right? And so you don't want that to happen. Venezuela is another example of this. But what Hugo Steins did, going back to him, he took on as much debt as possible because he saw hyperinflation coming, and he just deployed all that money into hard assets, right? And so we're not saying to do that. That's just an example, but he ended up becoming one of the Germany's richest people. So Neil, you want to close it out?
You won't be able to stop inflation. That's not something that you or I control. A lot of it has to do with the governments and regulations. All you can do is just do your best to prepare. Sometimes it won't work the way you want. Sometimes it will. Just be careful. As Eric mentioned, we don't recommend that you just go take on a ton of risk. Inflation is not crazy right now where things are going up 10% or 5 or 6%. Hopefully it stays nominal and we'll end up finding out more over time, and it's going to vary country by country. But in other words, you know, we appreciate you listening to this episode. We know it's a little bit different, but it does affect you because when you're doing marketing or entrepreneurship, you're selling something and your costs are probably going to rise due to inflation, which means you're going to have to adjust your price. But on a side note, we're meeting everyone up in San Francisco soon. If you want to learn more details, check out marketingschool.io/live.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, It gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.